And where are they buried?
Some of them are buried at our church, and some of them are buried at Evergreen Memorial. And my husband's buried at Evergreen. My mother and father are buried at the Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
My grandparents are buried at that.
So they are placed there at the
church. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Plots, I'm going to call them plots. Cemetery plot, cemetery lot, or square. We got four grave lot down there. Evergreen.
So at the church, they call that cemetery or graveyard?
It's the church graveyard, church cemetery. A long time ago, they did call it the graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
Cemetery.
And what do they call the thing they bury them in?
The vault.
Yeah.
The vault. They used to put them in wooden boxes, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's vault. Still vault. Casket or coffin.
Any difference when it's a casket or coffin? It's one more polite or?
Yeah. Well, we always said coffin.
Yeah.
I don't know whether we said coffin or we said casket.
Okay. For different kinds of sicknesses, like, you know, where your joints get the hurting, what do you call that?
One of the men at the church yesterday told me he quit sleeping with arthritis. Woman told me at the church yesterday she quit sleeping with arthritis and she'd come sleeping with bursitis.
Is there a difference or that is
Yeah, there's a difference. There's a difference. Arthritis makes your joints swell, and bursitis is more in your shoulders and in your hips.
Mm.
And shots in your shoulders and hips, and it sort of helps that. But arthritis is in your joints. It's terrible. We got a woman down the street down here. I don't know how in the world she does anything. She buys a car, sets quilts, puts a quilt across a bed of quilts, and how she does it, I don't know. Her fingers look like these fingers are just. Just pitiful.
Mm, just curled
yeah.
up. Mm-hmm.
Now, feet are not that bad, it's more of a pain.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same as rheumatism?
No, there's rheumatism too.
What's that?
Rheumatism is it's more or less in your back.
See, I need
a hand answer for service. Yeah. We're almost done.
Okay.
Just a couple more.
Easton Stockman was
it? Oh, okay. So if you're going to be the worthy, that's the head one. Yeah. It's nice.
I hope it will be. I'm so nervous about it.
You gotta,
she has been, and that's, you know, she's helped me a lot.
Did you buy you a new dress and all that?
Ready to go.
You wear those long dresses?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I remember when I was in the rainbow. Yeah. I still got some of my dresses.
Were you in one in the rainbow?
No, I grew up on the other side of Atlanta. It was in Eastport, I think. So,
that's where we used to go.
So, anyway, yeah. Making those pretty dresses.
You ought to stay in it. It's I have been in it too long. I wasn't in it while my husband died in 82, and I've just been in it since then.
Uh-huh.
My daddy was in college. You could go in Mason, and that's how I went in it since I was in it.
Mm-hmm.
My husband walked in Mason.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's one more about a couple more about a sickness, a